Inside on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Insight Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service ad agency, InsightCubed.com, and the elite training team at Tarot International. Achieve, lead, outclass at Tarot.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you guys are hanging out with us. What do we do each and every Tuesday? We talk with Phil James. We talk about marketing, and we talk about advertising. We talk about stuff to get more people into your store, your restaurant, your service industry, whatever it happens to be. So we just kick some things around, and we're going to talk with Phil right now. Phil from Good Milkshake Digital. Welcome back, brother.
Michael, it is the pleasure of my life to be here right now.
Every day
I'm alive is the greatest day of my life, but especially when I'm here in your studio.
On Tuesdays. Right? On Tuesdays, ladies and gentlemen. All right. What are we talking about today? You always come up with something interesting, and I happen to know because we just posted just moments ago on Instagram what we're talking about. So I kind of know, so I'm kind of leading everybody astray by saying, what are we going to talk about?
Well, here's what's – we've talked a lot on in this segment about attention sort of narrowing in the social world.
Yeah.
That's because the real estate really isn't there anymore for, you know, when I'm talking about Facebook, their algorithm changing – and sort of they're changing their rules for what gets seen and what doesn't. Businesses are getting pushed down the news feed quite a bit. As you know, you're not getting as much traction on your Facebook page as you used to. It's nothing personal. Zuckerberg just says, I don't want to see so many of these businesses clogging up my news feed, you know, talking about deals going on at a car business. So what they're doing now is we've got to find really creative ways to get people's attention.
Okay.
We've talked a lot in this segment about like Facebook Live, various things that you can do with, you know, to increase your ad awareness, you know, your awareness with Facebook ads and things like that.
And you got to make sure those ads, whatever those ads are, mm-hmm. are going to be catchy enough so that it does get somebody's attention.
Yeah. You have to make them interesting, entertaining. You have to do some educational stuff. Even if you're a CPA, you can put stuff up there that gets seen and you know.
Oh, sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. If you're – and here's the thing, I think. This is so important, Phil. If people will just allow the creativity to happen, you know, just allow it to happen. Don't get stuck – because you mentioned CPA. Okay, I'm a CPA, so there is a certain brand about being a CPA. I can't be fun. I can't be funny. I can't be interesting. I've got to be stoic.
And, right,
you know,
right.
No.
Well, here's something that I, you know, this is kind of going off on a tangent, but this is what we do here, right?
Right. Yeah.
You know, I've said this enough times, and hopefully somebody's listening that's going to steal my idea, because that's what we're trying to do here. We want people to steal.
Take this stuff.
Our free advice here. Now, what I want to see is I want to see a small town CPA. Let's take somebody in Marshalltown. Okay?
Yeah.
Decent sized town. You got some listeners there, probably.
Jefferson.
Yeah, perfect example. All right. So you have a town of about 8,000 people, somewhere around there, right? And let's say you have a CPA, a small town CPA, and that CPA takes their camera, goes around to various locations, and interviews once a week, every Monday, 10 a.m. at the cafe, local cafe there, with your ice cream, you know, I'm going to talk to you about, you know, from the person from the local Dairy Queen. This week, I'm going to talk to the local high school coach. This week, I'm going to talk to, and that way you become sort of the go-to person for just news and information. And you're not talking about CPA stuff, even though people know that's what you do because it's your page.
Right.
And meanwhile, throughout the week, you can sort of sprinkle in stuff about what you do. But this is sort of a way of getting people to realize that you are somebody that cares about your community. So this is where you're building a brand. Yes.
Yeah. That's outside of the traditional, I'm a CPA.
Yep.
Yeah. Same.
It's trying to find creative ways to get that attention out there. In a world that's so cluttered.
Who out there is going to do that? Come on,
somebody's
got to
do it.
You got to do this.
Yeah,
and it doesn't have to be a CPA.
It could be anything. Realtor.
Dentist. It could be any, you know, a realtor.
Yeah, realtor.
Wouldn't it be great for realtors?
Yep. Yeah, especially for a realtor.
You know, or a hairstylist.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know anything about that.
Your hair challenge.
My hair cuts itself. So.
Phil James, ladies and gentlemen, good milkshake digital. All right. So we're going to talk about Instagram and influencing. How does all that work?
Well, you know, Instagram is slowly becoming, not slowly, it's rapidly becoming the most important platform on the internet. That's, you know, obviously you have, I'm talking about for getting attention. That's what we talk about here. Now, you have Google, and you have your Amazon, and you have your major players on the web. But, you know, 5 years ago, when Facebook purchased Instagram for $1 billion, there were people poo-pooing it, sort of like, oh, this is sort of a waste of money. 3 years later, Facebook bought WhatsApp for $17 billion.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, people were like, okay, they stole it. That's what people said. They stole Instagram. And, you know, it's a company that's, you know, valued on its own in probably close to $100 billion. And you have – it's really this amazing platform for people to interact with people in a way that is completely different from Facebook. And what it is you have interesting photos. You can take snippets of photos. I'm sure many of your listeners are on Instagram right now. But this my single favorite thing on Instagram right now are the Instagram stories. It's because when you're scrolling through somewhere, you can kind of scroll without looking.
Sure.
When you go through the Instagram stories, which are so hot right now.
And those are up top.
Up top, right. And what those are is just little snippets that go away in 24 hours. You have 24 hours and and Facebook's added them on their timeline now too. And so basically what I'm trying to figure out is there are ways right now for you, Michael. Let's say you wanted to reach out to, you know, let's pretend you're a hairstylist.
Ah, okay.
Okay, with that, we're going to go back to that.
There you go.
All right. So you have the hairstylist in town that, you know, you go to get your hair cut. Where do you go?
Right.
For yours?
In Windsor Heights.
Okay. So you have somebody in Windsor Heights right. You go to. Let's say you bring your phone there and you basically, you go to your stylist,
yeah.
And they go through, I'm sure you have like the highest priced stylist in Windsor Heights.
Oh,
you
yeah,
got
right.
You got some high fashion.
Yeah, right.
Right. Okay. All right. So let's say you go to your hairstylist.
I go to the same place your father goes. So. Careful.
Yeah. He still gets his haircut every week, which is incredible
really?
To me. Yeah, bald
no.
guy.
No.
I don't know. It's for him. It's therapy.
I got it.
All right. So basically, what you do is you go to the little search bar button in Instagram, and you put in Windsor Heights. And what Windsor Heights, you know, right there, you've done that before,
sure,
okay?
Sure.
It'll give you your top nine. So these are the top nine most popular posts in Windsor Heights. So then you go to each one of those people, and you look at the ones that might fit your demographic. So you got somebody that's like some, you got your hotshot radio personality right
yeah.
here. He's posting stuff Windsor Heights about his dogs and all this.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Right? And then you got somebody else that's like maybe a realtor, a local realtor. And that person happens to have a pretty huge following, 3,000 people. And you're like, okay, well, that person lives in my area within a couple blocks, as a matter of fact, because he's posting about this thing over
right.
at...
to know one of those guys.
Right. There yeah. you go. And so he's over at Baru or Cezanne or something like
or,
that,
or
right?
he's just hanging out on University Avenue.
Whatever he happens
yeah.
to do.
It's
right?
Zach Bales Henry, by the way. So yeah.
That's weird. We thought about the same person.
Same
Zach.
Guy, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So let's say where's your, you know... I'm looking at that. You have 3,000 influencers or 3,000 followers. What I'll do is I'll go and DM him. I'll send him a direct message, and I'll say, "Hey, bud, you know, I noticed that we haven't really connected much, but I noticed that I'm a hairstylist in this area, and I'd love to cut your hair for free the next time you do it." So right there, you're getting an instant. You know, what if he says no? Who cares?
Right.
You
spent, nothing lost.
You spent 5 minutes of your life going through and DMing 9, 10 people in your area. That costs nothing. It's incredible.
As the hairstylist, I'm reaching out to Zach, for mm-hmm. example, and I say, hey, I'd like to cut your hair for free. And then what does that do for me?
Well, from the hairstylist perspective.
Yeah.
Well, it gives you access to all his followers.
Got it.
So if the this particular realtor that has a lot of attention, that's getting hundreds of likes on his posts.
What if he posts something about me?
Well,
as the hairstylist,
even better, right?
Yeah,
even better. You're tapping You're tapping into his network of people that all listen to him and follow him and sort of have him on their radar. For whatever reason, you know, people don't take advantage of this. It's an incredible tool, and with the growth of this platform, people really aren't seeing this in terms of, you know, what this could be for their business. They haven't taken the time to think through,
huh?
Well, you don't have to think it through. You just get your phone out and just post something. It's incredible.
Tyler, do you use Instagram?
Heavily.
And what do you use it for?
I use it to post where I'm going to be, usually for my DJ gig.
Yeah. And how does that work out?
Works pretty well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a big believer in hashtags.
Right.
Yeah, which is on topic, but a different topic at the same time.
No,
but
it's on topic. Mm-hmm. Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. So you take, let's say you're, what's the number one DJ related hashtag you would use?
Hashtag DJ.
Okay. Hashtag DJ, right? So you click on that, and obviously you have your top nine or so mm-hmm. that are in there when you click that hashtag. I would go through to each one of those individually, and I would see which one of those that you'd want to collaborate with. Let's say that's your thing. I don't know if it's your thing or not.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
But say, so you say, okay, I see you're in Chicago. I'm going to be in Chicago next week. You mind if I come out and check out your show? I want to say hey to you after the show. Done. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And it's such an underpriced, you know, way to reach out to people. It's
would incredible. That also work? I mean, in Tyler's circumstances, you didn't bring anybody with you, so now we got right, Tyler to right. work on. So would that also work with clubs? I mean, if Tyler's attempting to get into a club someplace, he could hashtag and look for those clubs,
mm-hmm.
yes,
mm-hmm.
and say, hey, you know, I do this. I'd really love to, yeah?
I'm sure, you know, in the DJ community, something tells me that happens a lot.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know, where
yeah.
there's
just,
a lot of
yeah.
there's a lot of clout associated with your following and
right.
that kind of thing. Yeah. So, which is why getting exposure and eyes on your posts is so important.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a strategy that, our friend Gary Vaynerchuk talks about. Right. We talk a lot about him. He's, for those who don't know, he's an influencer, social media influencer type. And what he does is called the $1.80 strategy, where he takes this to another level. So basically what it does is you block out about 30 minutes of your day. And you can do this while you're waiting for a bus.
Whatever.
You can do this, whatever, you know, waiting for your kids in line at school, right? And to pick them up. And so what the $1.80 strategy does is it basically, you click on one of those hashtags, you click on one of those locations, and you start a conversation with that person. You say, hey, I really loved your set last night at this club. You know, so you start that conversation rather than, you know, and you like their post. So, you know, and you're interacting with them
mm-hmm.
on a regular basis. And so they get to know you, you know. So if you are somebody that, let's say, is a hairstylist in Windsor Heights, I would go through to every single person that is posting in the Windsor Heights area.
Yeah.
and start a conversation with each one of those people without it being creepy.
Right. Without it being creepy.
Right.
And then that just builds or starts to build, hopefully builds, a relationship with some of those folks.
Why does he call it the
$1.80 thing?
Well, he says, okay, I'm gonna break up my day into 18-cent moments. And then you're going to do 10 18-cent moments. So each one of those is like, you know, 20 seconds or so of your day. And so, you know, becomes $1.80.
And look what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, and look what happens. Now, if you're not a Gary Vaynerchuk, can you still do this?
Anybody in Des Moines, especially in Des Moines, it's incredible how many people are on Instagram.
Yeah, it is.
It's just there's so many people. And, you know, it's not just kids. I mean, the fastest growing demographic of Instagram users are women 50 to 70 years
Get
old.
Get out of here.
The fastest growing demographic. And so, you know, people just, they want to keep up with their kids. They want to keep up with their grandkids.
So why not?
Yeah, why not? Gosh, my mom just joined. So
really,
yeah.
So maybe if I were a real estate agent or a life insurance person or an insurance man, maybe I want to do some of those things.
Well, none of it could hurt, right?
All right, Phil James, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. You know, there's so many things to do. So many things to do. Phil James, Marketing for Business. We've been standing here talking about what goes on when we talk about being an influencer, or at least using the tools of Instagram to get there. Thanks so much for doing this.
Yeah, happy to do it.
All right, we will put this and all of our conversations up on our radio blog for you so that you'll find out more about what we talked about throughout the day. For all of us on Insight on Business, the News Hour, that's a busy day today. We were talking first with Gabor George Burt from CI Week 9. We also had Matt Wiggins and Robert Dorf in. We talked with Tom Hendrickson from Lead in 15. And, of course, our friend Phil James from the Good Milkshake Digital. All right, we got to go. Tie on to 6 o'clock. Our producer is, of course, Tyler Hackett-Miller, who we used. We just use him all the time. It's just terrible. Tyler Hackett-Miller, our producer, the voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. The program director for the radio station is Patrick Wood. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. Music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by James Goodlett. And Jeff Delbo is the general manager. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.